The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod is still in flight, exploring the futuristic, the fantastic, and the unmistakably geeky. I'm Earl Green, and for the next few minutes, I'll guide you through what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
In real time from the recovery helicopter. Mark the time at 3:04:31 ground elapsed time, even.
On this day in 1972, it was the end of an era as the last Apollo lunar landing crew returned to Earth. Though Apollo spacecraft would continue to fly, Apollo 17 was the last Apollo mission to the moon. Apollo missions continued in Earth orbit through 1975, at which point Apollo was retired in favor of the upcoming space shuttle. On this day in 1999, Space Shuttle Discovery lifted off with a Christmas present for the Hubble Space Telescope, a new brain.
T-minus 15 seconds. 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7. We have a go for main engine start. 4, 3, 2, 1. We have booster ignition and liftoff of the Space Shuttle Discovery on a mission to repair the Hubble Space Telescope as we venture into the 21st century.
Discovery, roll program.
Roger, roll, Discovery.
Houston is now controlling. The roll maneuver is complete. Discovery is now in a heads-down position, on course for a 28.5-degree, 310 nautical mile orbit.
The crew performed spacewalks to install a new central processor on Hubble with more than 20 times the power of the telescope's original CPU. Hubble's analog data recorder was also replaced with a digital model. Born on this day in 1961, actor Matthew Waterhouse, who played doomed Doctor Who companion Adric in the early 1980s.
That blue box I saw. I saw a blue box.
A blue box? Really? What was it like?
Well, it was old. And there was a door. No, there were two doors. And they opened inwards. And there was something funny about them. Handles weren't on the same level.
Quite right. When inside it, it's called a TARDIS. This poison of hallucinating has your transcendental dimensions. Never mind about that. Come on, K-9.
Jessica Steen, who played Pilot on Captain Power and the Soldiers of the Future, and originated the role of Dr. Elizabeth Weir on Stargate SG-1, was born today in 1965. The original big-screen Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Christy Swanson, was born in 1969. Charmed sister Alyssa Milano was born in 1972. And in 1989, Crichton's warranty expired on Red Dwarf.
A homing pod arrived this morning. It was just one item.
The Evadroid International?
Yes, that's the corporation which created and supplied me, sir.
The leaseholder of Crichton 2X4B523P. Well, that's your full name.
Yes. Personally, I don't much like the 2X4B. I think it's a jerky middle name. Still, it could be worse. I once knew an android whose middle name was 2Q4B. Poor sucker.
Greetings. As you are no doubt aware, your Crichton Series 3 mechanoid is now reaching the end of its useful service life. It can hardly have escaped your attention that he's slow, stupid, crudely designed, and quite amazingly ugly. He needs replacing. Consequently, his inbuilt shutdown chip will automatically activate in 24 hours' time. Your droid should use this period to tie up his affairs, dismantle his body, and pack himself neatly away in his original supply case.
Excuse me.
You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The book Vorp 2 is available now, the logbook.com's guide to the most recent season of Doctor Who, along with complete guides to the spin-off series Torchwood, the Sarah Jane Adventures, K-9, and the Big Finish Doctor Who audio adventures. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape pod was written and produced by Earl Keane.